Good evening. I'm going to call to order our subcommittee meeting to update zoning procedures at 6 p.m. on the dot, right on time. We'll start with a Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. So roll call. Al is here. Dave is here. Bill Harris is here. And Paul is here. So everyone's in attendance. We have a quorum. Communications. I got an email from Lisa Narowski. We could talk about that a little later, asking for a revision to the checklist. So that's the only correspondence I got. I did not receive any correspondence at all on the two applications that were revised.
Site plans.
Site plans.
Did you guys ever get an email with them? Pardon me? Do you know ever send an email with the latest revisions?
I didn't see it.
Okay.
Okay. Well, like I say, I didn't get any, and I think maybe tonight. Well, okay, so we'll talk about that when the time comes. So as far as communications go, just the note from Lisa, we could talk about that. So now we'll have the public portion. We'll open it up to the public. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Going twice.
I have some comments, but could I do it when you're going through it?
Whenever you like.
Oh.
Which one? On the checklist or the?
Well, just all of the, just a, really like an overview, but of the whole thing.
Okay, why don't we get through the public portion and then we'll invite you in. How's that?
Yeah, I'll be on here, not in my office.
Okay, all right.
I'll be multitasking.
Okay. So one more time, anyone from the public wish to speak? So not hearing, so we'll try one more time. Anyone from the public wish to speak? So we'll close the public portion. No one wish to speak. I had the minutes from July. Get a motion to approve.
Motion approved.
One second.
So. Any discussion? Okay, so with no discussion, can vote to approve them?
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. And so now, Mark didn't get on yet.
I'm here.
Okay. So would you like to talk now or?
Yeah, sure. I'm Mark Carfalo, I'm town clerk. Like the specifics of the checklist and the things that you need are, that is not my area of concern or expertise. So, the area that I feel is seriously problematic in terms of lacking in transparency and encouraging abuse of the system is the lack of strict timelines about when information can and should be submitted. It seems like there's not a standard set of rules, like it depends on who you are, which is always a bad idea. So stuff comes flying in here, and then we have to post it to the website, and it's not done in a way that makes any sense in terms of transparency and giving people a chance to digest this, the public, but also the board. There were email exchanges from I believe July or thereabouts, when you canceled your August meeting, about sending the board members the information for this meeting tonight. And it was stated, I felt it should be sent out, because I don't know how you can make a decision when you get the stuff the night of the meeting. And then, you know, then we had stuff flying in here as late as 4:30 today, just on this meeting, you know, for tonight. And so to me, it makes it very difficult to administer it, and it doesn't make a level playing field for everybody who applies for a permit. So, nor does it allow for the public to know which is the updated version of whatever they're supposed to be trying to comment on. So, I would encourage you to put in timelines and expectations that the board has, so that it's not the tail wagging the dog. I think that needs to be adhered to strictly. And, you know, like, at a minimum, the stuff should be sent to you folks, you know, in advance of the meeting, especially if you're going to vote on it. Now, you have stuff that you're going to get tonight that you're not going to act on until the next meeting, which is, you know, that's fine or whatever. But, it doesn't make sense. I don't understand what the hesitation would be to share public information with the duly appointed members of this board. I'm confused about that. But so that's my two cents on that.
You know, Mark, I echo your frustration, because even for tonight's meeting, we have a special exception application that we are going to be presented with. And we didn't get information on that until a couple hours ago. And that is a problem for me, who, you know, likes to review the application and the comments before I'm ready to vote on it. But the question that I have is this, and we've posed this a number of times on setting a timeline for acceptance of an application. When I was zoning enforcement officer, I had a rule. The application had to be in 7 days before the meeting. It gave time for the members to get a copy of the application, and they could do an intelligent review in that amount of time. But when I posed this question a few times to the planner, okay, including Vince McDermott, I was told you have to accept that application right up to the minute when the meeting starts. And that's based on language that's in the state statute. Now, I don't know if there's any wiggle room on that. I'm not an expert on legal interpretation of the state statute, but this is a question that we really should be raised with the Corporation Council to come up with a definitive answer on if a timeline can be imposed by Planning and Zoning Commission on acceptance of applications.
Would it be easier to create the timeline and then have a legal review?
No.
Or so you want an interpretation first?
I would want to get an interpretation first in writing.
You can kind of do both, no matter what we do.
Yeah.
That state statute becomes active when that application is submitted, the first regular meeting. Your 65 days start there, no matter what.
Sure.
But like you said, when I worked for the Commission in Orange or advised other commissions, if some information did not get in at least 7 days before to everyone, and we used to get hard copies out to everyone,
right,
in addition to the electronic, you weren't heard. The only time you were heard is if that 65 days was coming to a termination and it was going to be automatically approved, and you would be denied because that information wasn't in time.
All the information wasn't there and you approached the 65-day limit, then the commission would deny it.
Or they could grant an extension.
Because I think...
Or they could grant an extension.
So that's what I think is missing here in all of this. Well, two things. One is, who's the guy that enforces the timeline? I don't know who that is. Well, there's got to be a guy. There's got to be a cop.
It's a number of people. It's the zoning officer, and it's us.
We
operate under the state statutes.
So there's got to be a cop, right? Or cops.
Well, what could this have the chairman state that this application
But then the second thing is, you have to deny things. You have to, if the only enforcement you have on the timeline is to approve or deny.
Or table.
So you have to do those things. Somebody comes to you with an incomplete package and you say, I can't make a decision on it. Mm-hmm. So you have to do that.
So the thing is, you're complaining about an incomplete package being accepted. We're not supposed to look at when we accept the package anyway. They have a month. We just accept it. We don't do anything with it.
No,
that's the clock start. Does the clock start?
Right. Okay. So then the revisions they have should be in by a week. Mark, is a week a good enough timeline for before?
Whatever makes sense. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the thing is, like, yeah, I mean, I don't think a week is unreasonable.
No.
So it doesn't seem to me to be unreasonable, but I would leave that to people that deal with it more intimately, like, or whatever. But my point is there's two levels. One is the staff level. And that has to be like enforced. And the problem is, in that department, there's no department head. That's the problem right now. There's no department head. So it's left to others, or really outside of the staff. It's left to whoever, the chair. And this is no reflection on the current chair exactly. But the chair is not the staff supervisor.
But he's not supposed to be either.
That's what I'm saying. So that I'm just, because I'm differentiating, there's somebody has to be the cop on the staff level, the department head, and then it's also policing at the board level, like what you guys just said. Like, you know, you have to say, hey, if it's not in, we're not hearing it, like, or whatever, or if you're not satisfied or whatever the case is. But the staff doesn't set policy. The board sets the policy, and the staff then has to enforce the policy that's set. And that's why I bring that point up, is it has to be in the policy, because if it's not in the policy, it's going to be abused by the personalities. And if you use this lawyer, it's okay. If you were a member of the board, then you get what you get. If you do business with so-and-so, then you get this and that. And again, it's not fair to anybody who's trying to make heads or tails out of this stuff, because you have, even just take the stuff tonight, there's pertinent information, site plan, statement of use, the very foundations of the application. It's like a bait and switch 2 hours before the meeting. And to me, conceptually and just philosophically, it's not right. I mean, like, it's not right. And maybe this application or whatever application is not a big deal, or maybe it's whatever. But the bottom line is, it's not a level playing field for anybody. You know what I mean? Because again, this office is at the end of the process. If we get the information, then we're expected to put it on the website. And then people have an expectation that everything's on the website. But if we get it at 4:30 and the meeting starts at 7, it's not a way to do business. Like, if I may be so bold to say, there's clearly a pattern of behavior. So unless the pattern is fixed or stopped, or, you know, or if you, it's why you need to have the policy, so that everybody knows up front that they're going to be treated the same way. And this
policy would reside in the zoning regulations or somewhere else?
Well, or in this, whatever the site plan policy. Yeah, I mean, I think it has to reside in there, because then that is that's the teeth. It's not the discretion of whoever to say a staff person who may or may not be qualified to make these decisions.
You know, policy is established two ways, either down in writing or by the practices of the board. Hey, the applicant's coming in. Hey, the commission rejected and denied your site plan because you failed to get a signature and a seal on it. You failed to put the required number of parking spaces or loading docks on the site plan.
So just theoretically, could you, somebody's giving you a package today and two of you look at it and say, this is garbage. Can you reject it right there?
Well, it has to be a violation.
It's missing something.
You have to cite the sections in the regulations.
That's the whole point. When you receive information an hour before the meeting or 2 hours before the meeting, you can't review it for accuracy or completeness.
But I get the sense that you've looked at some of this and said that some of this is no good now.
No, I haven't. Be honest with you, I haven't.
Okay, I misread the room.
And I'm sure that when I do, I will find something. But I'm not going to bring it up tonight because I haven't had a chance to review it.
Okay.
And that's the whole unfairness that Mark is talking about with these late arrivals of applications.
Well, but
revisions
it,
or
well, but if I,
changes the body of the application so that there's not enough time to review it.
And I'm not even talking about though.
In some cases, you know, we'll allow it, other cases we won't, and that kind of inconsistency is a recipe for disaster.
And I'm not even talking about the stuff that you're going to talk about next month. I mean, there's a certain amount of flexibility with that because you still have a month to review it or for them to get the correct stuff or what, you know, any that there's a month to go with it. I'm talking about stuff that was received tonight for that you're going to act on tonight might act on tonight.
I think that's the bigger
problem.
Right. Because
you had
applications are already in process, can't get the revision.
So that begs the question, and again, I'm just spitballing here because I'm saying, okay, if you got the information tonight, it wasn't received, and you have to make your decision tonight, and you can't make your decision because you haven't had a chance to review it, can you deny it without prejudice?
If you're going to deny an application, you have to cite the regulations.
That's a violation. Yeah. What's the
point? Now, but what you can do, you can say to the applicant, it came in tonight. We're not going to act on it. Grant us an extension.
Right.
What if he says no?
What's that?
What if he says no?
If he says no, then you're going to have to act on it. You have no choice. It's automatically approved if you don't.
See, I look at that and say that's patently unfair because.
But that's the thing.
I think that if you cited that you did not receive the information until an hour before the meeting, that would be a valid reason to reject it.
But that's all the more reason why.
Depends on how the judge feels if it goes
right. I mean,
that's all the more policy on timelines for applications.
That's what started the discussion. And that's the question, that's a legal question. And I would love to hear the corporation counsel's take on that.
My point of bringing it up,
right?
You know, that's the point. It's like if it's not in the regulation or in the policy or whatever whatever it's going to be called, then you can't say, oh, it's too late if you didn't set a deadline ahead. But if you set a deadline ahead, then there's your regulation to cite.
but we don't want to set a policy that's in conflict with the state statute.
No, fair enough. But
does the state statute doesn't say you have to submit it X amount of hours before. So if it doesn't and you impose it, which one has precedent?
Well, I think you only have to worry when you're coming to the end of that 65 days. But you could say, we're not going to act on an application if you have additional time to do that. And say, we don't receive your information 7 days prior to our meeting. it's going to be delayed.
Mm-hmm. Right. And with justification that the members haven't had a chance to review it, but got to be careful, guys, because like tonight, or for tonight's meeting, we got a recommendation from the planner on all the things that should be done with the application, and we could approve it with those conditions, even though we as our members haven't had a chance to review either the changes in the application or the planners. And I have a problem with that too.
I agree with you. That is a problem. That should never come out that way.
Ryan, because Ryan is the guy that's got the gatekeep for that information.
If we don't make a policy out, they're just going to keep doing what they're doing.
Right.
Okay. We got to have
and again, that's a good point you raised, Duke, about Ryan, because Ryan's in an additional category. Because you have the staff, then you have the board, then you have like external consultants, because he's not staff and he's not a member of the board. He's a consultant to the city. So, that's not a gatekeeper. That's a consultant to the city. Right. Like the city needs to step up and have a gatekeeper there, because it is problematic in all of this whole discussion. It's problematic among a whole bunch of others that are not really exactly directly related to tonight's stuff, but it's a problem all the time, and it just creates more work for those of us that are on the first floor.
Well, I hate to say it, but I think COVID really screwed so many people. They don't know how to work anymore.
Yeah.
They don't. You would have procedures before, and now it's.
We probably can't lean on Ryan with his review, because his response will be, well, the applicant is submitting changes to me at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't give you guys a definitive report on that application, because I'm receiving information up to the last minute. So it's a kind of a chicken or the egg.
So is 7 days enough time for Ryan to review it?
Oh, I would think so. Yeah.
It's certainly better than what you got today.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you go for seven and see how seven works, and then, if it's not enough, then you can increase it, right?
But if you have a policy,
Everybody
got to abide by
it. So you follow the policy and see if it works.
You have 7 days. This is your time limit. You got 7 days.
All right, so I'm always interested in actions.
Yeah.
So we need a timeline.
Yeah.
This also means you need a process flow diagram too.
I think that timeline, you could just incorporate that into the application itself, Bill. Okay. All applications and revisions shall be submitted 7 days prior to the meeting, the regular meeting.
All revisions.
All revisions and applications.
Well, I don't know about the application.
All right, all revisions. All right. Because we're not approving applications anymore.
So is that enough to have it on the application, or do you need to have it in your policy as well?
Well, that's a policy. It's down in writing.
So, but it's on the application.
I personally think it should be part of your policy, because either it is the policy or it's not.
Could be the same words on both documents, but
Mark,
it should be
incorporated into our zoning regulations as such, or does?
Well, I mean, that's a more of a Ronnie Lima question. I don't know.
It's all a legal question.
Oh no, you're planning on 7-5.
Okay, so we're going
to
shoot
for a week before. Now, what we have to do, we need to get a motion on the floor to request that the Corporation Council research this question.
Well, so what I'm getting out of this is we need to incorporate a timeline into the two applications we've already got here.
No, well, You can't make it retroactive.
No, no, the ones we're revising. These haven't even been implemented yet, so we can do whatever we want with the ones we've been revising.
Yeah, that can just be a general policy thing that goes to every single application.
I mean, do you have to do a notice on that?
It could be just another sheet. Like
I'm wondering, though. I mean, if it's a policy.
Oh, the put it in the regulations, you're going to have to do is, I think you're going to have to do a text change, right? You're going to change the regulations?
Well, that's kind of my question. Do we need to change the regulation to incorporate this policy, or could we just make it part of the application itself?
I would like to see it in the regulations, because if we tell people that,
then that's going to take a while.
Through, yeah, run it by council.
Let's
run it by council.
Because
you've got to make a determination if it conflicts with statute.
And it would be the same with policy. Yeah. You can't have a policy that conflicts.
No, that's right. Yeah, well, but
to be exactly the same words, it's just added to.
My question is, do we need a motion from the commission?
I think we could make the subcommittee can make a recommendation to add. So add timeline. I'm just going to throw out the words. And so you add timeline to the application drafts that we have in process.
I would not
just say
going forward. I would not try to make it retroactive.
These aren't even implemented yet. They are going to be tonight.
They're going to be accepted tonight.
Yeah, and it's all okay. Hey, this is a room right here. Don't you get enough of him?
That's what we said.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Yeah. So those are going to be accepted tonight.
All right. Good. Okay.
Yeah.
So then it's adding the timeline.
Going forward.
How about the adoption on that? How about the adoption of a policy where seven days
prior to the meeting, all application revisions have to be submitted.
Must be submitted.
Right.
To who though?
Well, they all get submitted downstairs.
To downstairs and to the engineer consultant, so he's not waiting for them?
Well, no, he downstairs will notify him. Downstairs notifies the planner works for downstairs. They don't work for the application, the applicant. That'll be more than likely Lisa's job. And maybe that's one of the things that she's curious about.
Well, I mean, I think it'd be easy if the applicant can just send an email.
Consultant, now he's not.
I just hate to lose 2 days because Lisa's not in, and then you're 7 days. It's down to five, and then it's down minus the weekend. Friday is no good. And
how do you resolve that, though?
Huh?
I don't know how you resolve that.
No.
Well, there could be an alternate.
Well, the thing is, I mean, we meet on a Tuesday. Kevin White's office hours are on a Tuesday. So he's the guy that really is supposed to be accepting, you know, these applications. I know it's fallen on Lisa to do it for whatever reason. I mean, that's a policy that we can't straighten out here. That's an administrative.
Well, but you could set timelines on this stuff.
We don't know that yet.
Well, okay.
But
I mean, look, if you, as the former administrator in there, could set policies.
I did it. Well, nobody contested it, but
no, I understand, but the point of the matter is, it's not being enforced or it's being overridden by people on the board.
Well,
there is no timeline, so people use whatever timeline they want.
Right.
So if you specify a timeline, you specify a timeline, 95% of the people are going to adhere to it. You might get one guy that'll say, wait a minute, there's no timeline specified, so I'm going to balk at it. And so then you fight that fight when it happens. But most people are going to comply. They're going to say, okay, I got to get this in 7 days before the meeting. And they'll do it.
But the other thing is, too, is the other point that was made, when those documents are submitted, right, it is really of critical importance to understand and to acknowledge. When they're submitted, they're to be submitted to the city.
not to a consultant or somebody else. No, right. That's not a city employee. No, but they go there and then they come here at whatever timeline they come in here.
They shouldn't.
Well, but I'm just saying, but that should also, because when they're submitted, they are public records. They're public documents. That's why when we get them in our office, we put them online so that it's, if people are looking for it, it's all in the same spot.
Well,
I mean, this is, I mean, I know this seems like it's a simple thing, but it is more complicated.
There's no sheriff. That's what I'm telling you. There's no sheriff.
Well, if the town
there needs to be a sheriff.
Spent the money for an online application, you will resolve everything.
That is one way to deal with it. I mean, that's outside of my.
But you still need a sheriff.
Yeah.
Right.
There's no sheriff.
And see somebody, and there's also like a, you know, interpretive or whatever has to be kind of looked at or whatever, you know, but there needs to be staff there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, applications technically shouldn't even be accepted unless they're in line with the regulations. Mm-hmm. And that's something that has not been done downstairs.
Well, I think that comes later once. So once you have a sheriff, then you can start to do the other things.
The rest of them should fall into.
But you need a sheriff. If you don't have a sheriff, the timeline won't work, by the way.
That's right.
No.
So one of the comments, one of the discussions you should be having tonight is to say there's a need to put a timeline in place to manage the documents as they come up to the commission. But it won't be managed if there's no manager. So you need to find who's that person going to be. And if you don't have a manager, it doesn't matter what you do, right? I mean, that's how these things work. People will follow the path, especially the guys that are veterans. They'll follow the path they always follow to get things done.
And I
did the same thing at work. If I want to get a part bought, I knew how to do it by breaking the rules, right?
Well, but the other thing too is like there's a misconception that, say, you know, like, you know, as it relates to a building official. And we had a situation when Dave was there, building and zoning. But a building official is not automatically schooled in zoning matters.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean? So that we were able to get away with that, or, you know, essentially for a long time because somebody was actually doing both. But you know, like just thinking that we hire a full-time building official is not going to achieve what you want here.
No.
No, I'm just saying, but I think there's definitely misconception.
Who has the conception that a building official is a zoning enforcement officer?
Well, because you did it.
Yeah, but I was training.
No, I understand, but I'm just saying, so there's, you know, I just think
in the whole state of Connecticut, I think, because I kind of keep track of it, there might be 20. In the entire state who are combined building officials and zoning enforcement.
But it's more unique than that. But anyway,
it really is.
But that's like just hiring a full-time building official is not going to answer any of this.
No.
In my point,
no.
By themselves.
This is an administrative problem. This is not a technical problem.
100%.
The technical stuff gets resolved. This is an administrative problem. So you need administrators. So I say sheriff, that's like the, you know, there's a gatekeeper that says this stuff's ready to go. Yeah. You got it in 7 days ahead of, so it can go. No, you brought it in 5 days. It ain't going.
Next month.
It's going to go the following month. And so you better show up and ask for an extension, right? Or they're going to deny it, right? That's how this has to go.
It has to.
Or it doesn't work, right? Otherwise, why bother putting the timeline in there? Just let it be the wild, wild west still. So okay. I don't know. Either way, I think, and that's something that's got, this is something like, I'm not trying to give other people work, but this is something like Gino's got to go fight for. Right.
I think if the commission is behind him with that, there's not going to be any pushback from the administration.
Well, I mean,
I think there will.
You're going to have to get staff.
I think if the applicants start going, oh, you didn't hear my application this month.
Well, no, I mean, you have to establish the policy first.
Right.
And it has to be very clear. It has to be on the application. When somebody could, we spent all this time about doing a pre-application review with the applicant, with the zoning enforcement officer, that has to be communicated very, very, you know, stridently to the applicant. Look, you know, you're going to get through this pre-application here process. When it comes time to do your application, 7 days before the date of the meeting is the deadline.
Well,
I think you could do that.
But and I also think, like, you're not finished doing all this stuff. I think finish these policies, and then you're in a better spot to argue for the.
Right. When you put the policies in place, now you got to staff the policy. Right. Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a better
way. That's one way to go about it.
Because then you could focus on that to try to go off on that, especially maybe the timing of that.
Yeah. Don't ask for people now. I mean, the policy.
Well, I understand you're almost done, but I'm just
saying. At least with two types.
Well, but it's probably better because that's where your focus has been on these policies. Get the policies finalized and adopted. And then perhaps, you know, I think timing is everything, like,
and stuff. Look, I think 100% it makes everybody's job easier if these applications, revisions come in ahead of time.
And not even easier, but just predictable for everybody.
Because
really having these policies is business friendly, because then there's a predictable process that's for everybody. So I commend you for the work that you do.
So that's something that needs to be emphasized when you get to your section tonight.
There's a little bit of a fly in there. We set a policy that all changes have to be in 7 days before the meeting. The applicant comes in 7 days before the meeting, has the changes, presents them to the zoning officer, who then will present it to the planner. The planner finds, during that 7-day period, quite a few things that need to be changed again. Now what happens?
Then
give it back.
Now what happens? Now we go, this was the revisions. We listen to what our planner says, and he says that it doesn't meet our thing. So you either get an extension to fix these things, but we're not going to act on this tonight because you don't have the revisions here forward to us on time.
Yeah, just trying to.
Because that's the big rub, is because they only have a month. That's not really a lot of time when you're going back and forth. Trying to revise something.
So if it doesn't meet regulations, you can specify the you tell them, you say, look, either take an extension or we're going to deny it without prejudice. Either way. And then you can specify why it's not compliant.
Right. So this way,
if it's not compliant to the regulations, then you're out. Right. You have your vehicle to.
Right. So the applicant shouldn't be relying on the planner to find all his mistakes.
That's right. There's no penalty for them not to.
You're right.
He's losing another month.
Yeah, but guess who's picking up the tab on that plan?
He should be picking
the city of Derby.
He should be picking up. It says the time spent on reviewing the applicant is supposed to be picked up by the applicant.
I know that. I'd like to know how often that's.
All right, so if I understand correctly, the two application forms.
They're going to be accepted.
They're going to be accepted tonight. So those do have new application forms. So those two application forms, that's your segue into, we need to add a timeline to this now. And that's where you have the conversation about timelines. Because you're also going to get comment back from the other commissioners on this. This is not going to be a rubber stamp.
I don't know if we could enforce that.
Well, you could say we believe we're recommending that we put a timeline in. We can have a motion from this subcommittee saying that we need to incorporate a timeline into the policy.
That gets into the legal part of it.
But that's how you introduce it to the legal part.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying that they have to do it. Right. You're saying
okay. Now we're going to force the corporation council to make it. Yeah. No, I.
This is your way to get it.
That might be a way to light a fire.
So now he has to address it because the subcommittee is saying that even though this application may be wonderful, you're still going to end up with the problems you have today because you don't have a timeline.
Yeah.
And so the timeline, you need to have a timeline policy, and you need to have corporate counsel look it over.
Look that part of it over.
And say, you know, what timelines can we impose? And then you have that for the next meeting. Or maybe Corporation Council comes to this meeting next month and talks to us and has an answer. Well, he's a lawyer. He's got nothing else to do.
You know, the committee made a suggestion for a 1 week timeline.
Yes.
The information has to be in. And does the committee agree with that? And if they do, should it be going to Corporate Council to?
It kind of puts the onus too on the plan. Because once we accept an application, he starts to review on that application so that he has a recommendation for us at the following meeting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if those changes have to be in 7 days before the meeting, then the planner's got he has 3 weeks to review that application and provide the applicant with any.
Not really, because then you're only giving the applicant 7 days. If our planner comes in, if our planner comes in 3 weeks into and say, oh, by the way, this whole applicant, it sucks. You got to redo the whole thing and you got to have it done in 7 days. You know, you would think you want to give him a heads up as soon as possible.
Well, it's going to take not wait. It guaranteed they're not going to do it in less than 2 weeks.
Yeah, you know, there's two levels here too. There's a major revision, a major piece of information that's missing. Mm-hmm. Perhaps it might be a drainage study, it might something like that.
Right.
But there may be a minor change that has to be
made,
such as eliminate this parking space here and put that parking space over there. You know, you could do that kind of in the context of the meeting. It's the major issues I think that we're all concerned about.
Right.
So, you know, and that's what Mark is saying. I think, you know, he posted some stuff today that were their major concerns.
I had a pretty long list there.
So I'm 6:42.
Oh.
Just give you a time check. I want to give you a couple of minutes to catch your breath before you run into the next meeting. So I'm thinking we want to make a motion or make a recommendation.
To establish timelines.
Okay. To establish timelines for applications and the data and related data.
All right. So how could our typist type that up right now so we could present it?
I could type it, but I don't know how I get it to you.
No, I mean we could just state it.
I'd rather say maybe you just talk because you know you're going to generate conversation from the other commissioners. So just saying you're going to put a timeline in place is going to already open up the field for conversation.
More specifically, a timeline for revisions.
Now, Bill, you mentioned at the beginning of the meeting that Lisa had some concerns with the checklist.
Lisa was saying that she wanted on item 4 of the checklist, she wanted to add, what is the most recent use business of the proposed space? Add it to the document on the checklist. This is the checklist that they're using downstairs.
Oh, this is funny.
And I scribbled on there where they might put. So I'll give you. So
what is
this document is not formal. This is like an internal checklist that is used by the staff and the applicants. You're never going to see this. You shouldn't see this, right? It could be completely wrong all the time. It's not because the application is what you're after. You're not after that. No.
So
I think you can put anything you want on that piece of paper.
Hold on. Lisa's asking, number 4 says current and most recent use of property. And the applicant is asking what it is?
No, she's asking to put that phrase on there.
I thought it was on.
What is most?
Well, I did too, but I'm taking the role here. I'm saying Lisa will be glad to consider it. And I was hoping Kevin might call in and put his 2 cents on it. I told her we would talk about it.
She changed it to what is the most recent use business of the proposed space.
So we could write it any way we want.
Well, if that's what they want.
Yes, I mean, we have current or most recent use of the property, which is...
I think it's the same thing, but I thought it was too, but I wasn't... Yeah. I've been married for almost 50 years. I don't argue with my wife.
Whatever she wants.
Yes. Okay. So what we could officially, what we'll do is we'll I'll say to her, this document's owned by you and Kevin. You can put on there what you want.
Don't put in too
much in here. Why don't you revise?
If you think you're more comfortable with that language.
Why don't I ask her to revise it, what she would like to see, send it to us.
Yeah. And well, I think that's what she did. She got it in quotes.
Well, I wrote that.
Oh, you did.
She didn't send me, she sent me just the phrase. She didn't say, she didn't stick it on the form. I can ask her to revise the form, send me a copy. I'll share it with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was the only comment?
That was it. That's the only comment I got, which is great, I think.
Oh,
that's just going to walk out the way it should be identified.
Are we one thing on this? Okay, here's an application for site plan approval, which is a standalone document, and here's one for special exception. That's exactly right.
And they're almost identical.
No, right, except for the public hearing part of it. Okay. Now that's very, very good now.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we're good. So are we going to have you just want to brief the timeline? Or do you want something in our minutes, a motion in our?
That we're going to make
a recommendation
for a timeline. Yeah, I think we should probably put that in the minutes.
All right, so we'll have a motion.
I'll make the motion. Motion being that the subcommittee recommends that a timeline be established for revisions made to any submitted applications 7 days prior to the date of the regularly scheduled meeting.
Okay, motion made that the timeline is submitted
to establish a timeline for
to staff.
Yeah, shall be submitted to the building department. I don't even know what they call the office downstairs. The zoning office.
Whoever's in charge. City Hall can fill that in.
So I'm going to write this out and then I'll read it and then you.
Yeah.
Be submitted no less than 7 days prior to the meeting
scheduled.
The scheduled. So, subcommittee recommends a timeline be established where any revisions to applications or data be submitted no less than 7 days prior to the scheduled planning and zoning meeting where the application's presented.
But they're going to submit this revised data to zoning. Zoning enforcement office. He's got to have a place where they got to go.
So, revisions shall be submitted to ZEO or designee.
Good.
Okay, so subcommittee recommends establishing a timeline where any revisions to applications or data be submitted no less than 7 days prior to the scheduled plan and zoning meeting where the application will be reviewed. Revisions shall be submitted to CEO or designee. So that's the motion. Dave made it.
I'll second it.
Paul second it. Any discussion? No. All in favor?
Now you're going to read that.
You're going to read it.
Then I'll have to have it.
I will be glad to write it down for you. Let me get a piece of paper.
That'll be. I'm trying to think at what point we would present that.
It's on the agenda.
Oh, it is.
Okay. So, all right. We've covered the agenda. Motion to adjourn. All in favor? Okay. Meeting adjourned 6:51 p.m.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go down to town hall and see if they had a.